To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We've got some great prizes to give away on the show today. And you know what? We're going to hook up our early listeners now. Caller number 10 at 1-800-636-1067. Hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Capitals. Thursday, December 11th at Capital One Arena versus Carolina. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/contest. So caller 10 at 1-800-636-1067 and get tickets. And you know, during the break, we were just talking about Eric went out on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And he got to stay in the fancy schmancy vault suites.
Very nice.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And I always have this feeling.
For the Caps game?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Jeff, or Jim Van Zone. I keep calling him Jeff lately. I don't know why. Jim Van Zone, who's great.
JVS, yeah, he's awesome.
For setting us up, and all you guys can go, I'm sure, to any game you want and use those vault suites. I always have the same feeling is that, man, I got to tell you, I didn't really want to go to the game. I don't really, because it just requires going.
Right. It requires effort.
It's just effort. And again, traffic.
Right.
And all that.
Now, you originally got the tickets for your daughter, and then she couldn't go, right?
No, I got it for my daughter and for her friends, but I knew I was going to take her. Because she's 16. I wasn't going to just let her go by herself.
I thought you got them for Meg.
No, I got them for my youngest.
And then she bailed.
She was going to bring a friend. She brought a friend, and she was going to bring a couple, and Dina was like, I'll sacrifice, and then she felt guilty, and she was like, no, we'll just go together, right? Because it was just the four of us at that time. Meg was out with her friends, because Wednesday's the biggest party night in the history of the world, apparently, for young people.
Yes, it is.
Right? So the young people
I think
out.
It's bigger than New Year's Eve.
It's a big night. but as I'm driving there and everything, I'm like, ugh, I hate going to games, because it's just a hassle. But I got to tell you, these vault suites, experiences are unreal. There's a guy, I don't know, he's some Commanders fan or something. Some people know him. Somehow I ended up in that for a split second in a cameo in his little Instagram reel. He did a very funny job of kind of summarizing the experience. It is so high end. As soon as you get in there,
look like
you,
a lot of marble.
It's just marble. It's just you're greeted by people all dressed up, and there's booze everywhere. And then you go in from room to room to room, just booze everywhere, bars everywhere, free food everywhere, lamb chops, everything you can think of. Just shoving great food, great drink at you at every moment.
And then your seats look like they were very close
to the
glass.
You're right. You're right behind the penalty box.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right there. I mean, they're the best seats in the house, other than like, you know, being on the bench. They're unbelievable seats. We were two rows. We were in the third row. We were two rows right behind Ovi's wife and family. So you saw her and the kids milling around the whole time. It's just an elite experience.
I haven't been yet, but who hipped you to the vault suites and how silly they were going to be?
No, yeah, you did for
this
sure.
Guy, right?
And so
was
I said,
it you?
Hey, of course. Yeah. You know, and Jim said you want to try the vault suites.
Sure.
And I heard Cakes talk about it. Cakes had turned him down because, and it makes sense, he was with a group of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to sit separately from the, you know, the other eight people you're with or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you ever have an opportunity, somebody said, you know, EB, you would never pay for those. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I never would. But I have a feeling most of those people wouldn't pay for them. That's like something like a company buys
like
and you give your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a client experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just look at those different levels.
Yeah.
Well, I saw your picture.
We're not on that level.
I was like, I didn't realize the seats were that close.
No,
the like,
seats.
I was like, those are baller seats.
For all the years we've gone to Caps games.
Yeah.
Jim's always given us great, whether
amazing
if they're not
setup.
Sweet, you know, traditional suite seats or those suites that are out like in the middle of the arena, which are nice. The seats are always like halfway up, but this perfect view, whatever.
Yep.
And I always thought, can't get better.
Those are really good.
No, it turns out can get better.
It can,
about three rows behind the glass.
Yeah.
The perfect, literally the perfect seats in the house.
And
like,
I assume that
feel
was,
like you're in the ice.
I've already forgotten. I assume that was a win because they've won seven of their last eight.
Of course it was
eight.
A win.
Yeah, it was
a big dub.
Yeah, it was a great win. It was a great game.
I can't remember Wednesday night's
Winnipeg,
win.
I believe it beat.
I think it was a high-scoring game, wasn't it? Was it a high-scoring
7-4 game? 7-4 or something? Was it?
Maybe.
I'd have to go back and look.
5-4 or 4-5. I don't know. 4-3, whatever the hell it was. Great win.
4-3 over the Jets.
But
seven goals.
Yeah, Ovi had one. Just awesome experience. Can't recommend it enough. And I do follow my Twitter, EB Junkies. At some point over the weekend, I retweeted this dude, funny kid, who recapped the whole experience. And I guess he's a Skins fan, never been to a hockey game before. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of blown
away.
That's
quite the first hockey game experience.
It was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Pretty good one. So I highly recommend it if you get an opportunity to sit in those vault suites and somebody's got
that kid
them.
Can never go to a game and sit in the regular seats.
You're spoiled forever.
Yeah.
You have to
after
be. Yeah.
going
you're,
to the vault.
You're jaded.
Yeah.
You're just jaded at that point.
Yeah, you can't. You actually can't.
You can't.
In fact, I don't even think, do they have the Caesars Lounge thing anymore? Because they don't need it.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know why you would do it.
The last time I went to a Caps game, I was directed towards a different lounge.
Yeah.
It was a different level, up higher.
Oh,
it's all redone. Yeah. So they took space that used to be used by like Bed Bath & Beyond.
That's what Ted did with the $500 million.
It's part of what they did, in the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just try to explain a little bit. So like section 114, when you get into the arena, like if you come in that side by after you get to Clyde's or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that little alleyway and you come in where everybody comes in, right in there, there's like this gold entrance. You go in there, boom, the door's open, you're greeted, somebody, they walk you through, and then there's like all these different vaults, and they're basically private rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into your private room that you share with, I don't know, 15 other, you know, ticket holders that day.
Yeah,
sounds right? like Maybe, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah,
three or
What's
four
going
different
on?
People wearing masks.
And then you go in there, and they have an unbelievable spread, more drinks, whatever you want, and then you experience that however you want, and then you go, and they escort you to your seats. If you want, there's also another like sort of larger area for other people where you could grab more food. And after every period, they bring out new food.
Mm-hmm.
A whole new, you know, just like elite
Sounds
food.
Sounds bazillion.
I like to go like
to prime
about,
rib.
Like, lamb
chops,
tuna
dogs.
Tartar. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, crazy chicken that actually looks delicious. You know, like, it's unbelievable.
It's not like nachos.
No. It's not like nachos.
Let's not sully nachos. They have their
now,
place.
They did have some elite chicken,
chicken fingers.
I guess you would say wings, but they were huge, right? So they're huge. And then they did have some chicken, like tenders for kids, that, you know, which is great for my 16-year-old who doesn't have great
That's what my son would have.
Yeah, yeah. But it is, I mean, if you want to go there, I mean, the guy that did the video looked like he was doing lemon drop shots the whole game.
Nice.
You could do that. I mean, it's a great experience.
I'm sure it is.
How many tickets did they give you?
Well, four.
That's sweet. That's nice.
Yeah. No, I highly recommend
JBS it. JBS is the man, though.
Give me a food ranking. Like, I need to know.
I think if the food is as good as you could get
any
stadium.
I mean, like
what, the items?
Yeah, the items. Yeah.
I mean, I thought the lamb
blew
chops.
Your socks off. The lamb chops blew your socks off?
I mean, I think that's kind of, I don't really order lamb chops that often. Do you guys order lamb chops? That's usually a little off
like
my...
Like lamb lollipops?
They're just massive lamb chops.
Like the rack of lamb?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just massive chops. Like French
I don't think I've ever ordered lamb chops off a menu. Ever.
I've done it maybe once or twice, but I mean, it's just
But
like,
if they're going to be given to me, I'm going to crush them.
Yeah. It's delicious. Yeah. I mean, tuna tartare, delicious.
Best drink you had?
I really only had two drinks. Mm. I just had trying to keep it together.
He wasn't feeling it.
Diet. No, okay. Listen, I wasn't feeling it. I'm just trying to not drink it.
Understood.
Yeah. Hey, did some woman get hit in the eye with a puck?
Right behind me. Mm. Yeah, you got to see the video.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Oh, yeah.
I saw how miserable you looked in it.
No. I was actually enjoying How could you not enjoy the experience?
That's his rusty face.
But that happened in the third period.
By the way, center ice, a weird spot to get hit with a puck. I guess it can deflect over the glass.
If it comes from, let's say, the blue line, kind of over the middle, I mean, you could see how it could happen.
Yeah.
And so
did you have to dodge it?
You know what's funny? It's kind of hard to track the puck. So I actually didn't really track it. That's why I was just like focused on the ice. When that guy did a good job of actually tracking and seeing. And of course, I looked what everyone else looked. I saw the lady and she got hit.
Did she get taken away or did she stay in the seat?
She looked like she was fine, but she got hit in the eye with a puck. But she was probably 10 rows up. You know, I don't know. She was like 5 rows behind me or so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is kind of hard to track. So I didn't track it going over the thing. It could have hit me in the face and I wouldn't have moved. You know what I mean?
Your dentist would have been salty.
I didn't track it.
Well, anyway, I'm sure all of us are going to follow up. When Kelsey comes back for Christmas, I'm going to go to probably a Wizards game for the vault seats.
It might be better. It might be better than Hennessy Love. I don't know. It's a tough call. It's probably better.
Right.
All right. Let's get into the Junkie Sports page. Brought to you by Open Road.
It's brought to you by the great people at Open Road. Of course, Open Road's owned by Metropolitan Hospitality, and they've got some great restaurants. Open Road, of course, is one right there in Reston. They got the distillery there, but check out Circa. There's one right down here in Navy Yard. There's one in Foggy Bottom. There's one in Tyson's. El Bebe is a great Mexican spot, also in Tyson's and down here in Navy Road. Have you guys ever been to Trio? We got to go to Trio.
Think once.
What is it?
It's in Falls Church. It's money. It's just one of their restaurants, a little bit more upscale than some of the other spots, but it's just really good. But check out any of those restaurants because they're all spectacular.
Well, if you give me a $150 gift card a day, happy to go.
All right. Maybe. Well, you're always in Virginia. I figured you can hang out at Trio.
Sure.
Just stop by Falls Church and go. All right. So you kind of mentioned the playoff picture. Of course, one more game to go this week for week 13. And that'll be tonight, Patriots hosting the Giants. Just talking about the MVP race, I think Matt Stafford certainly, depending on where you look, he certainly was the leader in the clubhouse going into yesterday, but he threw a couple picks. I think that doubled his pick number for the year. I think he came in with two, and he now has four.
I wasn't tracking that game because they were hyping him up. He had only 100 passes without interception. Then the next thing I know, they
10
lose,
straight
and
games.
He threw two picks.
He threw two.
Yeah. And he also had two touchdowns.
And they take an L.
They lose.
Importantly, he take an L to the Panthers.
Right. And they lose. But Stafford and Drake May are clearly the leaders right now for that award. If Drake May plays really well tonight and they win and he puts up a good number, I got to think he's now the leader for the MVP, because I don't think there's anybody
else.
Who do
they have tonight?
Giants.
The Giants.
Dart returns.
Jackson Dart does return. But we'll see what happens there. So, playoff picture going into tonight. AFC, we'll get into the Broncos-Commanders game. Certainly, I guess, next segment. But Broncos right now, the one seed. Patriots, the two seed. The Jags are the three.
That is mind-boggling to me. I think they stink. I think Trevor Lawrence stinks, but they're getting wins.
He was good yesterday. They were good yesterday.
Yeah, he was fine yesterday.
They played the Titans.
But they played the Titans.
Yeah, that's still shocking to me that they're 8-4. Shocking.
I'm telling you, like, his numbers are pretty bad overall.
I know. Yeah, they're just finding ways, and they don't have a tough schedule. Ravens are 4, so I guess they have the tiebreaker right now over the Steelers. Mm-hmm. When do they play Pittsburgh?
They play next week.
Is it next week? Where is that game? Matt, do you know
where
it's
in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore? All right, big one. The Chargers, after that win yesterday over the Raiders, they are the 5, but Justin Herbert did break a bone in his hand, in his left hand,
so
non-throwing
him. Backup?
Is it Trey Lance?
Chance Lance.
Yeah, I was looking at the box scores yesterday. Ooh. I saw Trey Lance, like, rushing, throwing. I was like, what happened to Justin Herbert? How's Trey Lance in the game? Must be injured. There's only one reason that Trey Lance is in an NFL game this late in the season.
But they won that game handily, pun intended.
They're playing the terrible Raiders. I mean, they're so bad.
Now, and Herbert said that he doesn't think he'll miss time. We'll see. I think they've got a – who did I say they play next week? They play someone pretty good next week.
I'll have to look it up.
And then Colts are 6.
They're sliding.
They're sliding.
Daniel Jones isn't playing as well. He's playing with a broken leg.
He's got a broken bones leg, no doubt.
I mean, it's probably a hairline fracture.
I mean, Houston's defense is really good. They get after you, especially on the ends. But
and he made some good passes. It wasn't like he was terrible.
But they bottled up. They did a good job bottling up JT, but they're the 6.
The Chargers host Philly next week.
That's right.
It's Philly. Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And then the Bills are 7. NFC.
But the crazy thing about that is, right now, Chiefs are the 10 seed. So the Chiefs, they're going to have to win out, and they're going to need some help.
They are, and which is surprising, because I thought when they went on that little run that they were going to kind of run away with it. Maybe not win the division, but certainly make the playoffs. But right now, they'd... You know, they're the 10 seed. They're outside looking in. All right, so NFC, number one, the Bears.
Another stunner.
How crazy is it that last year, and we've talked about this, mm-hmm. but last year, Hail Mary, the Bears just go in the toilet and lose 7 in a row, I think, maybe mm-hmm. 8. Coach gets fired.
It's called a Commanders this year.
Right.
Basically, you're following the same
this
blueprint.
This year. They play the Bears. The Commanders play the Bears. Yeah. Jaden fumbles. Mm-hmm. They lose the game. The Bears go on this run, and the Commanders have lost,
I know.
What, 7 in a row?
7 in a row.
I give credit to the Bears for this win. It's a quality win. And they are the one seed. Caleb was under 50% passing the ball.
Yeah,
his accuracy, it's got issues.
It needs a lot of work.
Now, it was very windy mm-hmm. in Philadelphia for that game.
Yeah.
But I think he's been under 60% in 8 or 9 straight games.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
He's at 58% on the season.
But they are finding ways to win, and they beat Philly in Philly, and they're 9-3, and right now they have the one seed. Rams, after that loss, the 2, so they slipped to the 2. Eagles, 3. Bucks, 4, after that win yesterday. Seahawks, 5. I mean, that was impressive. I mean, mm-hmm. I know you're going against Brosner.
I mean, you're going against third-string quarterback.
Who throws 4 picks, but right. to shut out a team is still impressive. And then the Packers, 6, 9 or 7 after beating the Browns. So, you know.
And the Lions would be on the outside looking in right now.
Lions are 8.
Crazy.
So, and the Cowboys are 9, but the Cowboys are kind of surging a little bit.
That's Thursday night game this week. That's a massive game.
So there's only 5 games to go, but, man, there's some playoff implications.
Coming up next, we will get into the Commanders' latest loss. As Jason mentioned, ever since the Bears game, they haven't won a game, but it was an overtime loss. Are you encouraged by anything you saw in the Washington Commanders' overtime loss to the Broncos? We'll tackle that next. 1-800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
There's a lot to get into in the 4+ hours ahead. Before we talk football, I do just want to shout out the Capitals. Late night caps last night. If you're one of the few, the proud that stayed up.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Late with us last evening, how good was that Caps game? They get a 3-1 win, a multi-goal third period. Early on in the third, it was Anthony Bevilier with the game winner, and then they get the empty netter thanks to reach from Alexi Protas.
His go-go gadget arm move there was unbelievable.
Big and long to pot the final goal of the game. So they're 16-9-2. And all of a sudden, this Caps team that everyone was talking about, maybe missing the playoffs and not being any good and crashing back down to earth, they are tied for the most points in the Metro, and they're among the top 10 points getters in the National Hockey League. Now, they have played more games. They've got 2 games in hand over Carolina, 1 game in hand over the second-place team in the division. In this first-place tie, they're still third. But still, 34 points, 27 games. They have turned their year around. For the Caps, that's 5 in a row on the good side, and they've won 8 of their last 9 at this point.
It was bound to happen, right? I mean, they weren't as bad as they were when they lost, I think it was 8 of 10, where you just go, this is fluky. They're going to regress in the opposite direction. I think they have. You pointed this out, but cleaning up the penalty kill, which was really slumping while the power play was a disaster. 5-on-5, they've been pretty good even throughout while they were losing. So this was, to me, was a matter of time. I have full confidence in this group during the regular season.
Tom Wilson's power play goal last night. He's closing in on 20 for the year. He's on a 48-goal pace.
Unbelievable.
He's going to make Team Canada for the Olympics, I think.
Where do you think he ends right now? You got to throw a dart. Where does he end goal-wise? Where does he end?
I'll say like 38. Yeah, he's going to cool off.
Sure.
I mean, there's been a handful of empty netters in there. It's also just really hard. Unless you're Alex Ovechkin or a goal scorer like that, like a David Pastrnak or one of these guys over the years, you think of Austin Matthews or somebody who, you know, is a 40-plus goal annual type. They come in bunches, but then you're going to have that dry spell where you can't buy a goal when you do it the way Tom Wilson does, 7, 8, 9 games or something. So I'll be really surprised if he gets to 40, but wouldn't that be incredible?
40 goals.
Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be back-to-back 30-goal seasons if he stays healthy. And at that point, there's no flukes to it. You're a 30-goal guy in the National Hockey League. So for all the losers in all the other markets that talked all the trash about what Tom Wilson is, and he's not skilled, and he can't finish, and he doesn't have hands, and he's a goon, and he's just a fighter, and he's a fourth-line player, all these morons who don't know what they're talking about, you've got to wear that. You got to suck that down as he scores 30 goals for a second straight season. I think I've told you this before. I've got a buddy, more so a friend of a friend, really. My brother-in-law's friend in Wilmington, North Carolina. Good dude. Met him a few times. Hung with him. Gone to a hockey game with him. Like, really good guy. Knows hockey. Likes hockey. We don't know enough hockey. He hates Tom Wilson. Because this guy's, what do we call these people that like the team in Pittsburgh? He's a Penguins fan.
Oh, right. Gross.
And so he's a big Penguins fan, and he just loves joning on Tom Wilson and saying how unskilled he is and all this stuff. So for really the last 2.5 years, every time Tom Wilson scores, I send a picture of Tom Wilson to him. Last year, I chose a shirtless picture of Tom Wilson chopping down a tree.
You got to be almost out of pictures at this point.
This year, I chose like the stock, handsome, monumental sports photo. Where,
sure,
like,
yeah.
It's like well lit around him, and he's in some room like staring just so with like sweat dripping off his nose. But our interactions, me and this guy, it's literally just if you just scroll up a bunch, if you don't delete your texts like I do, it's just like over the last 2 years, basically 71 texts of Tom Wilson's picture with him occasionally being like, that was an easy goal or what?
If he's lucky,
whatever. but it's just all the Tom Wilson texts.
Yeah.
So as soon as he scores every time, I'm just racing to my phone to text.
Got it queued up. You had a lot of things to do for a while in terms of when goals happen.
Yeah.
Like when Jay Beagle would score, you had to post a picture of the Beagle.
That's right.
When Tom Wilson scores, you got to run to your phone and do it to that guy. Do you have any others? Do you have any other rituals when someone scores?
Pretty much it.
That's it.
When Ovi scores, I like to update his all-time counter. I like to run over to the bobblehead and spin the knob at the bottom, maybe tweet about how great he is or something like that.
Reasonable things to do, yeah.
So that keeps me occupied. But no, I don't have to like troll anybody else.
Like when Jacob Chychrun scores, you don't have to like find someone that didn't like him.
Yeah, I've got this buddy who can't stand Anthony Bevilier.
There we go.
So last night when he scored the game winner, I had to text him the Bevilier photo of him shirtless chopping down a tree. Heavy lies the crown, man.
Yep.
You could be successful. You can have friends, Frank. You could be unsuccessful. You can have enemies. I think it's... Did I botch that?
You did it. You kind of Charlie Slows that one.
Damn it. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Are you Frank?
I'll be Frank.
Frank, listen to me, okay? You could be successful, and you can have enemies. You could be unsuccessful, and you can have friends. What do you want to be?
There it is.
Tom Wilson's successful.
Tom Wilson's successful. He is successful, enemies. By the way.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. What's happening with
you? Oh, just fist fighting the internet. Outside of that, I'm in pretty good shape.
Hey, man, go with the old school one.
Media
Zone 2011 still works.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're trying to figure it out.
You know, new stuff breaks quicker.
Here's what I know. Huey is a problem solver. I got a feeling Huey might just get us something fixed for next week. We got 5 weeks left this year. We're going to make it all work. I'm trying to enter the stream. If you're in the stream, B. Mitch is already in there. 106.7 The Fan on YouTube. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Good morning to everybody watching us. B, the Caps are just
wagging.
Dude.
They've scored 7, 8, and 7 this year, haven't they?
They dropped a touchdown last night, man. It's so much fun to watch the Caps when they get rolling, and then particularly the way Ovi is rolling this.
You know what I think? Ovi sits around and waits for people to doubt him. And he say, okay, I got something to now motivate me. I'm going to show him. Because everyone said, oh, yeah, you know, he'll ride off in the sunset. Nah, he's leading the way again.
He definitely is. And I think this West Coast trip might be exactly what they needed. They were already rolling, and then you go out west, and it's just all the boys chilling together. You know what I mean? Like, it just allows for kind of a different level of camaraderie and being together as a team. You're right, B. So far this year, about a month ago, against the Oilers, they dropped 7.
Back-to-back, 7-8.
Against Montreal, they dropped 8. They had another 7-goal game last night in San Jose. They wrap up the West Coast roadie tomorrow night in Anaheim against the Ducks before a Sunday night return to Capital One Arena. Looking at the standings now, they are now alone in first place in the Metro, 36 points.
That was a hell of a move.
I know, dude. Like, 10 days ago, they were tied for last.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it does show, again, how jumbled up this Metro division is. They're alone in first place with 36 points. The Blue Jackets are in last place, only 7 points behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's still a lot of kind of a bundle there. They've also played more games. They've played 28 games. The Hurricanes are 2 points behind them with 25 games. The thing that stands out to me, though, looking at all 4 of the divisions, both like in the Western Conference and in the Eastern, the Metro doesn't appear to have any bad teams. Like, every other division, the person in last place, it would be at least 10, 11 points behind Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at the West, the Nashville and Calgary both have 22 points. The Caps are 14 points clear of those teams.
Yeah.
But in the Metro, in the East, everybody's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they play a lot of hockey. Eventually, that's all going to get settled out.
But also that helps, too, when everybody's better, everybody's closer. You don't have a chance to relax. You know, sometimes you hit those lulls in seasons where, oh, man, we could chill now. Nah, you got to keep the pedal to the metal.
Totally.
So,
well, dude, it's so hard to look at this, but I also wonder for the Caps specifically. Now, we understand, unlike the Four Nations last year, this year Washington will have some guys in the Olympics, but the NHL has basically taken 3 weeks off for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And with that, a dude like Ovi probably going to get some rest. You know what I mean? Like, some of these veteran players are going to get a big chunk of rest right in the middle of the year. To me, that can only help.
That helps him.
Because these are vets. You know?
The guys that have a lot of tread on, are wearing the tires, it helps them out tremendously. But then again, it could go the other way for some guys. If guys don't know how to take care of themselves in that three-week off period, they can get rusty as hell.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, did Landfill drop us? I saw this.
Joanne Landfill dropped it.
Yeah, dude.
About the first time.
Yes.
A guy over 40 and a guy, what, under 20, I think it is?
Yeah,
like
or at least in his 20s.
In his 20s, yeah.
Pretty wild stat for what Washington is accomplishing right now, where you've got Ovi scoring a lot and you've got Ryan Leonard in his second season scoring a lot. And I think that's – so here's the actual stat. Capitals are the first team in NHL history to get multi-goal games from a player 40 or older, Alex Ovechkin, and a player 20 or younger in Ryan Leonard. The threading the needle is really hard to do. It's interesting. Dan Quinn actually used that phrase with a question I asked him earlier in the week. But the Caps front office has properly thread the needle of allowing Ovi to continue to play. At this point, he's broken the record. Now he's just killing the record.
But think about it. He's still playing.
Right.
At a high level.
And they've gotten younger and better, and they're like real contenders. That is hard to do, man.
It's hard to do, and I think also, like, one thing I noticed when Ovi was first around, people sat around and watched Ovi. These guys get involved. They had five goal scorers last night. Okay, you had totally different guys that scored the other night. So it's like when you have multiple guys that can put the puck in the net, teams can't just focus on one guy.
Right.
You know, I think this team this year, you try to focus on Ovi sitting in his office, you got other guys that will hurt you. You know, and when they have, and the different lines have guys that can score off each line, that makes a world of difference.
Totally, man. Fun to watch these guys. We're going to talk a little Caps hockey. Ethan Cadeau will join us at 11:30, Monumental Sports Network. I was thinking about this. Steve Wino is a legit friend of mine, but Wino was our guy because he would join us all sorts of locations to help us with Caps all the time. Because we love having Joe B and Locker and Allen and all the Caps guys on, but those guys,
they work a lot.
Yeah, so like, Ethan Cadeau all of a sudden, what did Wino do? He covered every damn hockey game, and then he covered everything else in town.
Yeah.
He was out here at least once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. He was at all Skins game, Commanders games. Ethan's kind of doing that now. Yep. He's covering every Caps game, and then he was here yesterday. He asked a great question of Mikey Sammerstill about J.J. McCarthy. You know, Mikey and J.J. were on that Michigan team together that won that natty. I believe those two are pretty good friends. And Ethan smartly asked him, he's like, hey, you're going to be facing J.J. McCarthy this week in Minnesota. He's like, yeah, we haven't talked this week. And he's like, are you going to? He's like, no.
Talk after the game.
That's exactly what he said, dude. So Ethan picking up that Wino mantle. At 10:30, in about 20 minutes, Paul Tenorio.
That's the reason my friends wouldn't talk to me week of the game.
Was that what it was like?
Well, they kind of knew. I was the type of guy where I was going to get you to say something.
Like in the media or just like
on? No. Like if I played my friends and I knew them, oh, I could talk trash to get you to say, give me something. You know what I mean?
So playing in the 90s, there's no texting. There's no social media.
Yeah, phone. Yeah, cell phone.
So will you just call them and harass them?
I call and holler and say, oh, you're not going to return my call?
Okay.
Oh, okay then. No problem. You know, then I start saying little stuff, and then they'll call back, and you have a conversation. And in that conversation, they always say something about what they're doing.
Right.
You know, and if a guy, like, that's the reason the guys avoided Michael Jordan. See, Michael butter you up, get all your little information, and then go put 35 on you, 40 on you. But if you can't, if you were the type of guy and you basically have a loose bowel mouth, where you can't hold anything in, don't talk to people. You do better not talking to him. But we're still friends. We can be friends. I can say, hey, man, have a great game. I'm not going to pick you off. You know?
It's going to be fun.
You start agitating them early, man.
You're a chief agitator. So we do have a busy show. The World Cup draw is coming to D.C. tomorrow. They're doing it at the Kennedy Center. I got to be honest. Like, you know how we all kind of make fun of the NFL schedule release announcement date? It's like, wait a second. The NFL's making a big deal out of just announcing the date of the schedule release. Mm-hmm. And then the schedule release is a big deal.
Yeah.
To me, I think this is the world version of that. Like, all this is what teams are going to be in the same divisions.
Yeah, but, you know, people really want to know, and people want to get their plans and all that stuff. And...
But you know the big joint with the World Cup draw? The group of death. They always have the group of death. And I don't know who it's going to be. They've also, like everything else.
That's all Friday, right?
Friday, yeah. I think at noon.
Yeah, I was.
We'll be live, B. We can react live to the World Cup draw.
A guy sent me an invitation and all ago. I'm like, I work at that time, bro.
B, I don't know. But from my understanding, this thing should be pretty cool. You might want to consider that invitation.
Nah, I'm good.
I think the Village people are performing.
I'm good.
I'm not even doing a bit. White Brian, try to confirm that.
YMCA.
You got to go. If B. Mitch doing YMCA isn't a meme and a gif on our socials within minutes, we're all doing something wrong.
Hey, man. No, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little World Cup. I'm excited for the World Cup. It's always when the games are on, the passion, you can feel it. It's just different as an American because – I don't think our boys are really running here.
I have felt the excitement and the joy and the love from what's your guy over at Channel 4. Because every
Gio
has been giving it to us, man. So I've been getting all the time because he was talking to a guy on Monday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
It might have been Mauricio now.
It's Mauricio. Yeah. He was talking to a guy on
Mauricio
Monday.
Does a good job with it.
And that dude was exciting. So I was like, well, damn, I might want to go to this thing. And then he had another report last night.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping up on it.
Shout out to Mauricio Casillas.
Yeah, man.
All right. We're going to do the B. Mitch and Finley World Cup preview real quick. Do you know who the favorite to win the World Cup is? This is from
Spain. Oh, it was Spain. It was two teams I heard. Spain and, man, who else was it?
You nailed
Morocco.
It was Spain, not Morocco.
They did say Morocco. They said you got to be watching Morocco.
All right, so Spain is plus 410 to win, about 4-1. Spain is 4-1, then England, then France, 6-1, 7-1.
Okay.
I think France is defending champion, right, Mbappe? Mm-hmm. Morocco's 75-1, so they're on the list.
Well, the guy said Morocco because I think Morocco beat Spain and they beat England, one of those other top teams, in this other little deal they had coming up to it. So he said that's the thing you got to be watching for.
And Mitch Tischler was just in Morocco. You got to look for intangibles, dog.
If Mitch was there,
I don't know how much soccer he played.
He probably messed those people up, dog.
When I was a kid, Brazil was like the dominant team. I wouldn't mind seeing Brazil be dominant again. I feel like they just play fun soccer. I don't know this, and we'll ask Paul Tenorio from The Athletic here in a moment for our official soccer preview. Argentina's defending champ. Or was that... Argentina's defending champ.
You want to sit in and ask me?
I believe that because Messi won. Okay. It was Lionel Messi won. So I think Messi might have retired. You know what? We're going to wait for the soccer expert to join us here in a few minutes.
Well, you know, that's the thing I would do. You like to go out there. You like to jump into the water no matter how rough it is sometimes.
I believe Argentina's the defending champ because Messi won he finally got his World Cup.
Okay.
Because he had won everything else. He'd won a million Champions Leagues and all that stuff, and then he broke through. So shout out to Argentina and Messi. I'm sure he's listening. Let's get to something.
He is so happy you said
it. Yeah, we know a little more about.
Argentina is.
Bang.
Yeah, because, you know, Joey, he's a.
He's a soccer guy.
He's Googling everything.
He's the monkey.
He's Googling
button
like
puncher.
He knows.
Huey gets stuff done. Joey sits back in the studio and
Googles and then throws answers like he knows everything.
Bobby Wagner, Brian.
Yeah.
Named Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Commanders.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep, I know. Bobby does a lot, man. The thing about him, like when you see Walter Payton Man of the Year, the guys that go out there and they basically help tons of folks out, and I think he's done a great job of that. You know, I think Bobby not only helps his teammates, he helps people outside in the community and things like that. And, You know, I got to tell people all the time, players that do things like that, that's a blessing. That's an additive. First of all, you want a guy to be a great player. Bobby's been that. And a guy that also can understand that, you know, you have a hell of a platform and you can be impactful to many, many different neighborhoods and things of that nature. Not just the one where you grew up. You could do it in multiple spots.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's kind of similar to you, right? Like, Wagner had this incredibly distinguished career in Seattle, built really long-lasting roots in Seattle. He's now a member of the ownership group that owns the WNBA team there, the Seattle Storm. He's also from Southern California, so he's got long-time roots in Southern California, played a year for the Rams. And then it's like, poof, the magic of free agency. He lands on the East Coast and in a city he doesn't have ties to, and he has worked hard to build those ties, I would say. And one thing I find, he has a foundation named to honor his mom that I believe is focused on stroke prevention. Mm-hmm. And being in town, and I want to give the Commanders credit because the Commanders and National and Children's Hospital have built this really strong partnership. Mm-hmm. Like, I know just on a personal level, the Children's Hospital reached out to me, and we had this young man who was a cancer survivor, came to, I believe it was the Bears game, and got to, like, work with me pregame for that. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to Shannon from Children's, and I was like, I'm all for it, but we got to make sure the Commanders are on board because, you know, we're bringing a kid down on the sidelines, whatever, mm-hmm. and the Commanders gave full support. So, like, clearly there's a really valuable relationship that is built, established between the team and Children's Hospital, and I think Bobby is smart to get involved with that. So, I mean, certainly our support to Bobby in the Walter Payton Man of the Year, that is a very real award.
Yeah. That's one with a lot of prestige.
Yeah. I believe, now, I'm speaking off memory, which is always hazy. I believe the last time Washington had a finalist, so every team nominates somebody, so there are 32 nominees, right? And then I think they pick three guys that go to Super Bowl week, and then one person gets named the winner at NFL Honors that week. And I remember, anyway, the last guy I remember seeing down there was Sundberg. If you remember Nick Sundberg, the long snapper, loads of love. Which was such a simple, good idea where they installed.
It's normally the best ideas are the simple ones, to be honest with you.
All politics are local. That what they did is went into schools where somebody told me this. You're not allowed to say needy anymore. Like, you certainly can't say poor. So they went into. How would we describe the schools that needed the laundry machines?
Needy.
Yeah, right? Like,
the whole thing about it is if we take every damn word out of everything, we won't be able to talk to people.
Right.
But the whole thing, you went in and you went to help some people.
Okay? That's what you're supposed to do.
You went to help people. Right. Okay? And that's the ultimate thing. Why do you help people? Because they need help, right? So the whole thing about it, you can break this thing down. But he went in and he did a needed thing. People were going to school with dirty laundry and things of that nature. He was cleaning up their stuff and all that. And then they felt much more confident. If your clothes are clean, just think about it. Your clothes are clean, you feel more confident when they're not. So and I think Sundberg did a great job of that. Bobby, he does even more. You know, he motivates when he's not even knowing he's motivating. Went back to school to Howard, got a master's. That's motivation right there.
Totally.
You know, a lot of times you're doing things when you just feel you're trying to better yourself, but you know, you get somebody else that's been trying to make that decision. They go ahead and look back and say, well, damn, I could go do that. You know, well, damn, he did it. You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to pursue what I wanted to pursue. So he does all types of things.
Congrats to Bobby. Well deserved. We'll see if he advances and maybe even gets the final call on that thing. We still don't have a starting quarterback for Sunday. Talked to Mariota yesterday. We're gonna discuss the pronunciation there also. I think I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback Sunday, but DQ keeps telling us I'm not gonna say anything till Friday. And they're gonna practice at 11. Dan Quinn will probably talk around noon on Friday. And I think there will be a decision tomorrow. Today, speculation. When we return, the official, I think first ever B. Mitch and Finley, World Cup draw preview, Paul Tenorio from The Athletic. Nobody go anywhere.
So let's go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
DMV. We'll talk Caps hockey with our guy Joe Beninati. He's also done so much of the Big Ten football stuff. I'd imagine he's called some Gophers games. So, Joby, is Minnesota one of these freezing cold cities where you can go everywhere indoors like Indianapolis? Do they have those built-in tunnels and stuff?
Yes, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul, sure. Yeah, but it's cold, guys. You better dress in layers. There's no way to avoid it. I know the Caps go there very soon. In fact, they have a December trip where we do the double hit, the double dip, guys. Minnesota, Winnipeg. We call it Minnie and Winnie. And you might see a temperature over 15 degrees if you're lucky.
Isn't Winnipeg one of the coldest places on the planet when you go there?
Because of the incredibly windy conditions, yeah. Grant.
The wind is... I went once, Joe.
Vicious.
One time and I'm good. I'm all set. I never need to see that city again. I have never been that cold in my life.
Oh, the Caps are there... Let's see. I think we're in St. Paul on the 16th of December and lovely Winnipeg on the 13th. So it's right around the corner.
Look at you.
Yeah, it's you don't want to spend too much time outside, not this time of year. And in Winnipeg, it's you're living fresh, they say. Fresh.
Here's my issue, fresh. Though. So first, I hate wearing coats, but I don't really have a choice. I'm going to have to wear a coat in Minneapolis.
Grant, you better bring a coat.
You got so many coats. Me.
So I'm going to, I promise, but the traveling with, like, if I travel, I don't want to bring a suit bag. You know, like, when you travel, how many bags are you bringing?
Well, usually there's a rule with the Caps. You can get away with one legitimately big suitcase and then one work bag. So I have that. This has been a... What we're on right now is a crazy one, little little four-game trip that's coast to coast. It started on Long Island, and now we're in California. So my head's still spinning a little bit. But yeah, you get away with one big bag. They don't really want you tromping on the plane with three and four bags. No, not good.
So are you hanging up a suit bag then in the little
So that's such a pain in the butt to travel with.
I just hate traveling that way.
Well, for us, I know I'm traveling four different looks on this trip. So, yeah, you just make sure you're hanging them up and you're ironing when necessary.
That stinks. All right, Joe Beninati, still making it work, though. He's calling goals. He's calling wins. How about the Caps? When we talked to you a few weeks ago, bleak might be strong, Joe B., but things were not looking good. Winners of 8 of 9, winners of 5 in a row. They're scoring goals. The power play is fixed. The penalty kill is improving. The Caps are good at hockey again.
Yeah, I might beg issue on a little bit of those special teams numbers or fixes that you were referring to. They're getting there. If they were there, then you'd be talking about, again, a team that'd be headed towards winning a conference or competing for a president's trophy. They've been making their bones, guys, by playing really well 5-on-5. Yes, the power play is contributing. I noticed I just took a gander at my sheet. It says they're 33% on the road in the last 15 opportunities. That's good. But overall, I think both special teams coaches, the power play coach who runs it, Kirk Muller, Scotty Allen on the PK side, I think if you talk to both of them, they say they would be better, could be better, and they're getting there. They're improving. The critical thing is, can you get a power play goal in a crucial moment of the game? They don't care if you go 1 for 10 as long as you get that one at a good spot. Can you kill the big penalty, the opponent power play late in regulation? It's okay, you're right, you gave up a power play goal in the first period, but now can you kill this one protecting a one-goal lead in the third? They've been doing those things, so in that regard, they are better. And 5-on-5, guys, they've been one of the best teams in the league all the way around, not just in terms of goal differential, but even in those deeper specialty analytics categories, they've been one of the best 5-on-5 teams for good the first 2 months.
Yo, what's Tom Wilson doing different? This goal-scoring pace he's on is unbelievable.
My gosh. Danny, bottle it up and just keep it, because it's so cool all of a sudden to start saying that Tom Wilson's among the top 6 and 7 goal scorers in the league. There was a time there where he had the 2 goals on Long Island to start this trip where he was the 5th leading goal scorer in the NHL. Shooting percentage-wise, my God, Sidney Crosby's number 1 in the league in shooting percentage. Tom Wilson's number 3. This is fabulous. I'm so happy for him. He works so darn hard. His leadership qualities are through the roof. And now he's doing it not only with his physicality, but with his scoring, with his work on the power play. Yeah, he's the power play goal scoring leader, oh, by the way. And it's neat when a player can lead his team in goals, points, and penalty minutes. And that's what Wilson's doing.
In the net, circuit to circuit this year, Logan Thompson's been fabulous. Even when they weren't playing well, he was. There's a case to be made. He's been the best goalie in hockey so far this season, isn't there, Joe B?
That was the case last year, too. Honestly, Grant, I felt the same way the first 4 months last season. I may have even said it to you guys already. I thought, as it turned out at the end of the season, Winnipeg's Connor Hellebuck won the Vezina and the MVP. To me, in the first 4 months of the season, that was Logan Thompson. The Caps were right there for the President's Trophy at that time. They were running away with the East. They ran away with the Metro. Thompson, to me, was the major reason. And Thompson is the key, one of them at least. If you wanted to throw a net over Thompson, Wilson, Chychrun, and now Ovechkin of late, but those first three, Thompson, Chychrun, Wilson, they've been right there vying for Caps MVP the entire first two and a half months of the season. And Logan's just dazzling at the right time now. And is he on the radar screen for Team Canada in the Olympics? Absolutely. Is Wilson? Is Chychrun? Absolutely. So the better they play, the better the chances are for them on an international stage come February.
So I was actually going to bring that up. I'm glad you mentioned that. Do they hurt each other in some way because they're on the same NHL team, or is that irrelevant? And how do you see this going? Just thinking out loud, and I want you to react to this, but to me, I think LT is a lot, like, should be a lock. I think Wilson is more than deserving. I'd love to see Chychrun make the Olympic team as well. In Wilson's case, I was talking to someone who covers the league a couple of days ago, and they said, listen, because of the difference in rules, it's just really hard. Because you think you would take, like, speed and goal scoring and all this. I'm like, you mean the guy on pace for 48 goals? Maybe that works, too. But they think of Wilson as this big physical guy, and there's not as much hitting, and there's no fighting. So does that work against him, or are we past that?
I have a feeling, and I just, you know, Tom was at the orientation camp in the off season for Canada. The Canadian brass, the coaches, the managers, they really love the guy. Now, you have to make that decision whether or not you want your 12 or 15 forwards, however many you get to bring for Team Canada. Do you want them all to be thoroughbred, high point scoring, end-to-end guys, or do you want some diversity? I mean, Tom helps you in every which way possible. And to me, I think I would say he has a great chance of making it. Now, are you going to pick a younger, flashier, more point and goal producing type player than Tom? Or do you want Tom to grind it out in the corner? Tom to be, you do get penalties in the Olympics, so I need a good penalty killer. Hello, Tom Wilson. There's so many different ways he helps. And again, if you need a big, jarring, open ice collision, a momentum turning check, who better than this guy? I think he's earned it. I hope he has. And it's just, I think the points and the goals this year are window dressing for him. I think he was deserving even if he wasn't leading the team in goals and points. But now it becomes that much easier for Team Canada to go, look, this is not what Tom was at the beginning of his career, a fourth line insert, physical guy, drop the gloves if need be. He has become an all-around valuable player in so many different ways. I think he can only benefit Canada.
Speaking of collisions, Joe B, and you know the voice, Joe Beninati, with us here on Grant and Danny. I forget the exact turn of phrase Locker used last night. We're talking about Matt Roy. Was it a stand-up son of a gun or a stout son of a gun? It was something after an open ice. There was a player trying to go one way, and Matt Roy said, no, that's the end of your trip here, and I'll take that puck, please, and thank you. But I know we're not allowed to use this in the analytics community, of course, but second among defensemen in plus-minus for the team. Feel like he's unheralded as a lot of these guys are pressing forward in action. Jacob Chychrun seems to score every other game, but him, TVR, go into that, what some of these defensive players are doing.
Just a great pickup by you there on Matt Roy, because Matt doesn't get nearly enough credit that he deserves. He allows Jacob Chychrun to be Jacob Chychrun. When you know you have that stay-at-home steadying influence like Matt Roy, Jacob, go ahead, turn it loose. Become that fourth forward. Jump up into the play. Jacob Chychrun tying records for the Caps in terms of defensive point scoring lately. I think he would point to Matt Roy and say, you know what, he's the stabilizer there. And when you talk to the Caps coaches, when you speak to Spencer Carberry about Matt, the first thing he always references is he's so calm, cool, collected, but an ultra, ultra competitive person. You don't necessarily, you know, if we were to go through 2.5 hours tonight on the air with you on Monumental Sports Network from San Jose and not say Matt Roy's name more than once or twice, that's perfect. That means he's doing his job. Nothing's been exposed. He's not the flashy Jacob Chychrun, John Carlson, offensive type player. But what he is always in the right position, stick in the right place, amazingly even keeled. The situation can be all helter-skelter. Everything can be breaking loose. And this guy is just calm and doesn't get rattled. And that's exactly what you need on the back end.
Joe B, last night, really gritty win out west, second of a back-to-back tonight at the San Jose Sharks in the 10 o'clock hour. So normally, we welcome you as Caps fans into our living rooms. Now we're bringing you to bed with us, a lot of us. I hope you're okay with that, Joe B. It's me and the wife and you and Locker all laying there together.
I did it last night with my phone just rolled over all quiet.
That's right.
I did it.
She's like, why are Joe B and Locker talking in our bed right now? But anyway,
oh gosh,
10 o'clock puck drop, I believe, this evening out west. So I'm curious, just this road trip, how taxing it is on these guys, and the second night of a back-to-back after flying cross-country, what should we be watching for this evening?
schedule's been amazingly tough on them. I mean, I know they're in their mid-20s and such, and they're in peak conditioning in the prime of their lives, but to ask them to do this so routinely, it's every week. It's 3 games, 4 nights. It's 4 games, 6 nights. And now, and nobody in the West, no teams in the West are going to throw any pity parties for the Caps for having to come out here and make these great travel distances, but it's not easy. Last night's game was a real case study in discipline, in patience. With the way the Kings play, teams can get very, very frustrated, try to create too much, and that's when LA jumps on you. They look to counterattack. They just want to make sure they frustrate the bejesus out of you. You try to do too much, they counter and score, and they win close one-goal games. Caps beat them at their own game last night, beat them twice in a couple of weeks at it. Good for them. Tonight will be different. Tonight is a totally different kind of experience with a young San Jose team that loves to fly up and down and trade chances. And so the Sharks have been off while the Caps were playing and travel. We didn't get into the hotel last night. I would say heads didn't hit pillows last night here in San Jose till close to 3 a.m. Now, no morning skate. The guys get their stretching in the morning, maybe a weight lift, maybe a lot of video sessions. It's been away from the rink today. We're all going to get over there in the next little while. But advantage San Jose in that fact. So if you can withstand the first, 10 minutes, first period of a young team that really has some get up and go, then you can hang in. And I fully expect Washington will do that. But the back end of this trip features two different kinds of games than what we saw from L.A. The Anaheim team can really turn it up and go. They're top heavy. Their top line is full of 19 and 20-year-old kids who can just fly. Anaheim has made an incredible turnaround. That team has, really good youngsters and well-positioned veterans dotting their lineup. That's for Friday. But you ask about the challenges, and Spencer Carberry and his staff will look at it and say, hey, fellas, this is just it. The schedule's condensed with the Olympic break. You better get used to it. You better get comfortable with it. And we'll see how comfortable they are right off the jump tonight.
Joe Beep, thank you as always, my friend. Have a great call this evening.
Guys, my pleasure. Stay up late.
Be good. We will. Joe Beninati, check him out. Monumental Sports on the call of the Capitals this evening. As they look for a sixth consecutive win, they would make it 9 of their last 10.
I'm now doing a deep dive on soccer. I don't know how I landed here. I want to see this dude Erling Haaland, the Norwegian guy that Paul Tenorio was talking about. I'm reading this article from The Athletic of the 100 best players in the upcoming World Cup. Mm-hmm. They describe this dude Haaland as a freak.
Mm. You say he's fast to 100 goals, right?
He said a human bulldozer who can score almost any type of goal imaginable.
You say he's bigger?
Yes. I don't know.
He's a human bulldozer.
Sounds like Adrian Peterson to me. Just a dude that can run over you, run past you, do anything he wants. Shout out to Erling Haaland and the Norwegians. Isn't Savannah about to go to Norway?
I think she said Norway or Sweden.
Maybe Finland.
Where are the Scandinavian people at? That's what she's going.
It's all of those. That's like Scandinavia is like the Midwest of Europe. Like right, it's a term for an area.
Well, she's going. I don't know if she's in Norway though.
If she's going to Norway, we need a report on Erling Haaland. Right now, though, we're going to talk some Commanders. Our boy Ethan Cadeau from Monumental Sports Network joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. EC, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm doing great. Always fun joining you guys.
Appreciate you.
You asked a really good question yesterday to Mikey Sammerstill in the locker room about this matchup. And I wonder if we're collectively focused enough on the matchup against Minnesota instead of the narrow loss to Denver and what's happening in the quarterback room. But what do you make of this Vikings team and Washington going in, riding this losing streak, desperate for a win?
Yeah, I think this Vikings team is kind of lost right now. Max Brosmer starting last week, they just didn't really have any fight from the jump, and you could kind of see that with Seattle jumping on them early, and it was just never really a game. I think the Commanders, this is their one of their best spots to get a win the rest of the year. It's either this game or the Giants game. You brought up yesterday that the Dan Quinn quote from Hard Knocks, where it's like, we lost, but we're not lost anymore. I think that's a perfect sentence to really describe this Commanders team right now. They've played, I mean, the Broncos game was probably their third or fourth best performance of the year, if not better. It's unfortunate it ended the way it did, but I think the group as a whole, at least the vibe in the locker room that I got yesterday, they feel like this Sunday is very opportunity. It's a very good opportunity for them to get a win against the Minnesota team that they can really take advantage of right now.
When you look at their defense and you look at the offense the way they played last week, do you look – I know what they did last year. That defense hasn't been as good this year, talking about Minnesota. Can Washington – do you think they can move the ball on them?
Yeah, I think between the 20s, they can definitely move the ball. You know, a Brian Flores defense, they're just going to bring pressure and pressure and pressure. So I think if the Commanders' offensive line is able to hold up and maybe you get a little help from John Bates and the running backs chipping and kind of just stopping the blitz, I think they'll definitely be able to move the ball. And I think Cliff Kingsbury will be prepared for that. I think in the red zone, I'm a little bit worried. I think Minnesota's red zone defense is pretty good, but I think regardless if it's Marcus Mariota or Jaden Daniels under center, I don't think they should have too much trouble moving the ball.
Yeah, you'd like to see them continue to run the ball well, and I think Chris Rodriguez has really been that for them recently. What do you make of Washington's run game, and will they be able to move it on the ground against the Vikes?
Yeah, I really like what I'm seeing from Chris Rodriguez, like what you just said. Jeremy McNichols has also impressed me. It's interesting to me that we've seen less and less Bill as the year's gone on. I mean, if you go back to week 5 against the Chargers, we had over 102 touchdowns. It kind of seemed like all the training camp hype was there, and then all of a sudden it's kind of just faded, and they've really kind of gone with these two veterans in Rodriguez and McNichols. One thing I would like to see, I would like them to remain committed to it. I feel like Cliff Kingsbury at times, especially when they trail, even if it's by a touchdown, he seems very quick to abandon the run game. And when they abandon the run game, the offense becomes way too predictable, especially when Jaden's not back there. I mean, I think Marcus is a really good, capable backup, but he just can't do some of the things Jaden can, obviously. So I would say in order for them to be successful on offense in general, they have to remain as unpredictable as possible. And that starts with committing to the run game and keeping it going, even when maybe the game script doesn't really say you should. Like, I thought Chris Rodriguez ran the ball great in the first half, but I don't really remember him getting that many carries in the second half at all. So I think it might have gone a little bit differently if they stuck to the run game a little bit more against Denver, and I'm hoping they do so against Minnesota.
You know, running the football is so – I mean, football is unpredictable, but it seems to me like they have a plan. This guy in the first half, let's go with the guy in the second half. And not that you have to go, they just have that, we're going to adjust it. And I think that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I don't think that makes any sense at all. I would love for them to kind of stick with the same guy, especially Rodriguez. When he's running, I think he's done a great job since he's got a lot more carries. I think that's something we haven't really talked about enough, that he's really transformed his body this year and making the most of his opportunities. But like you said, in the second half against Denver, he was a non-factor, and that's not really his fault. It's just as much Cliff Kingsbury's fault and everyone's fault as well. So I would love to see them kind of remain committed. I'd love to see them get under center a little bit more. I think the Commanders have the lowest under center rate of any team in the league. I know it's bottom five for sure, and I'd love to see that element of offense really start to make an impact on this team.
Yeah, and they've actually seemingly increased that significantly since the bye, I think. You've seen a lot more. I mean, hell, they opened that game against Denver in 13 with Marcus under center. Mm-hmm. So maybe we will see some more of that. Ethan, I was talking earlier, you're kind of following Steve Wino's footsteps, where you cover all the hockey and all the football.
Yeah.
I mean, you're at every Commanders game, every Caps game.
I mean, he's working a lot.
He's working a lot, man. So I wanted to switch gears and talk a little Caps hockey with you. You can give Ethan a follow at Ethan_Cadeaux, CADEAUX, on Twitter. Read all his work on Monumental Sports Network. the Caps are red hot. They dropped a touchdown last night in San Jose. What is going so right for the Caps right now?
Yeah, everything is going right. I mean, yesterday, last night, it's a shame that was a 10 p.m. game because it was their best performance of the season. Their goaltending's great, whether it's Charlie Lindgren or Logan Thompson. I mean, Logan Thompson should be on Team Canada in the Olympics. If he's not on the Olympic team, that's just crazy. Ovi's heating up. He's up to 14 goals and 29 points in 28 games. He's 40 years old and averaging a point a game. That's just ridiculous. Ryan Leonard scored 2 goals last night, kind of proved to everyone why he was a top 10 pick 2 years ago. He's really coming to form, and they have no weaknesses right now. They're playing some of the best hockey I've seen them play in my 4 years covering them, and they're fun to watch. I mean, a month ago, 12 games in, they were tied for the fewest points in the Eastern Conference. You wake up this morning and they're in first place in the Metro. They've won 9 of their last 10, 6 in a row. It's a great time to follow them. They're really fun to watch and kind of just want to enjoy the ride and see where it goes.
Not to look out ahead too much. They play tomorrow night in Anaheim against the Ducks. Another 10 o'clock start. I assume that's Joby and Locker. I hate when it's not Joby and Locker. Hopefully every game forever is Joby and Locker and not some national broadcast, but that I will get back on track. So they play tomorrow night against Anaheim. Then you've got Columbus on Sunday, but I'm kind of circling a week from now. Next Thursday night, Carolina's coming to town. We were all down there in Raleigh. Carolina in that playoff series last year in the second round. The Hurricanes were just better and probably by a pretty wide margin. I think that thing was a 4-1 series, right? Like, I think that tells you the story of that series. Have they played Carolina yet this year? How important is that game next Thursday night? I bet Cap 1 will be rocking. I believe, shout out to Keith Cohen, I believe I will be in attendance as a fan. What are we looking for next Thursday? Did we lose Ethan?
Seemed like it.
Or we lost. Okay, but Lanville, you still hear me, right? Okay. We're still on the air. We don't know where Ethan went. Maybe he just drove through a dead zone. The dead zone that always gets me is right by the Lincoln Memorial. All right. Ethan, you there? Are you driving by the Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Next Thursday, Caps Canes. How big is that?
Yes. It's a huge game. They did play earlier this year in November in Carolina, and they won 4-1. Logan Thompson was great in that game. Yeah, Carolina just does a lot of things that the Capitals, I guess, I don't think the Capitals have a ton of weaknesses, but where their weaknesses are, Carolina does a great job. Like, Carolina's great on special teams. Earlier this year, the Capitals' power play and penalty kill were both in the bottom half of the league. The power play is still a work in progress. The penalty kill's gotten a lot better. That's just one team that, they just
you're right, dog.
Struggling a little bit this morning. The late night game last night got me a little bit. But no, Carolina plays a brand of hockey.
You and Walton,
yeah, Walton did sound a little rough.
Some must be going around over there. But yeah, the Carolina plays a brand of hockey that just doesn't really suit the Capitals well. They control the puck. They're great on special teams. They kind of just grind you away and play a frustrating brand. But, I mean, the Capitals responded really well when they played earlier this year. I think the youth in the Capitals lineup this year has really kind of brought energy to this group that maybe the team didn't have in the playoffs. So, like you said, I'm really looking forward to that game on Thursday.
All right. I want to ask you one more, but I don't know if you have it in you.
So, no, I got you.
Okay. How good has Ryan Leonard been? And what is kind of the ceiling for that kid?
Yeah, last night, perfect time you asked. Last night was his best game of his career. He scored 2 goals, scored a filthy end-to-end goal that was very, like, young Ovi-like, which was crazy. His ceiling is like Tom Wilson, TJ Oshie hybrid. And you might be right, my voice is going, but...
Yeah, let's let you go.
Yeah,
go
get, let you ride,
go get some... Go get some hot tea with honey.
Hot tea. Just get some lemon water, and that'll work. Warm lemon water.
A little bit of bourbon in there?
No, just lemon water.
I love that.
It's a Donnie Simpson deal.
I think I got it a little bit back. He could be that type of TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson hybrid, where he scores 25, 30 goals a year, physical player. He's going to get under your skin. I mean, he's going to be a fan favorite for a decade plus here. I mean, he's a top 10 pick for a reason. He has tremendous skill. He's really kind of made a jump since he was put on the first unit power play last week. He had a filthy pass to Ovechkin yesterday that resulted in the goal. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of number 9 jerseys in Capital One Arena for years to come. Yeah.
So I am committed to only having my Ovi jersey. I think that's the only jersey I'll ever own, unless somebody gives me an Ally of Frady one, in which case I would wear that too. But I think I could be getting to a place, Brian, where I invest in a Ryan Leonard T-shirt jersey. Are you cool with that?
Just don't wear it in our Compton anymore.
I only like to wear bright red walking through South Central. Ethan, thank you for the time, dude. Go rest up that voice, bro.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Ethan Cadeau. May or may not be dying. We're hoping he's going to make it through. Pete Berchich from Minnesota. Vikings preview at noon.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.